Hey, everyone. I was going to include this story or these stories on the podcast, but then I decided it would get too long, and also, why not put them up here? I'm still not really comfortable about sharing personal stuff on the podcast. Not that this is too personal, but it's more than I usually do. And did I ever tell you that I had this creepy guy send me some fan art that was really weird? And he figured out my address somehow and also said he wanted to come to Japan and meet me. It was a while ago and I'm pretty sure he's gone now. But yeah, you guys are cool. So I'll keep the more personal stories here on Patreon and off the podcast. So here are a couple stories about Kappa in my life. NHK, the Japanese Broadcasting Network, have these shows, these children's shows. They play them in the morning and in the evening. They're goofy and fun for the most part. And they also love to make these little catchy, often very weird songs that they play over and over and over. It's almost as if they want to start some kind of fad, which usually happens. So every generation seems to have their own song that you just can't escape. It's kind of a childhood NHK anthem. Anyway, about 15 years or more ago, when my son Julian was in kindergarten, they had this huge hit called Kappa Nani Sama, Kappa Sama. It was a song about a kappa. And here, let me play you a little bit so you can hear what it sounds like.
Kappa!
So imagine hearing that several times a day for probably years. Actually, it wasn't so bad. It was pretty catchy and all the rage, and I don't think I minded really because it was about a kappa, which I thought were cool. Now, near my house at the time, there was this old-fashioned covered street with stores selling pottery, cloth, ramen, teapots, and things like that, and they lined both sides of the street. One of the store's owners was a family friend, and he really took to the idea of Halloween. He was always asking me about it. Again, this was before you could do a quick Google search, so he was quite riveted. Also, back then, it was way before the 100 yen stores sold all the cool Halloween goodies. So when it finally did kind of make its way into Japan, there was nothing. There was no costumes or anything Halloween-y at all. Everything was homemade, and that was pretty cool. Anyway, I didn't think too much about his questions, but I was happy to answer them, and he had his own kind of idea of what Halloween was from whatever kind of answers I gave. Next thing I knew, he took all of that and made his own little Halloween event. He got all the stores, something like probably 20 or so, to chip in, and he made a Halloween costume contest and parade. The parade was short. Everyone basically walked the length of the street and back again, collecting candies set out by various store owners as they went. He also had a contest for the best costumes with judges and a cash prize. Well, one year, Julian must have been about 3 or 4 at the time. He and his little kindergarten mates decided to participate. Well, okay, their moms decided to participate. And what was the theme of our little group? Why, the kappa, of course. Hell, we even had our own little song. So we spent weeks sewing their costumes, fashioning their tortoise shell-like backs and their spiky-haired headwear. And this was the first time I learned that Japanese children learn how to sew in school. All of them. All women, and all men, I'm assuming, know how to thread a needle and make some stitches. But yeah, not me. So I've got some serious sewing trauma stories from when Julian was young, but that's for another time. Let's get back to the Halloween kappa story. Okay, there were 10 of us, 10 moms and 10 little ones. We played this song, taught them a simple little dance that they could do in unison where they raised their webbed hands and spun around, danced. And after like a week or so of practicing, we were off to the contest. Long story short, they were a huge hit and won first prize. $1,000. Divided by 10, however, it was $100 each, which was really nice, and we even got a certificate, all of us. The little kitties were such a hit, we started getting all kinds of invitations. One was where they were invited to go on these ancient rowboats that are kind of special to the Yaiza area. These men dressed in old-fashioned garb, and the kids dressed up as kappa. One of my good friends and I totally understood the irony, so we made sure that all the three-year-olds were wearing life jackets, something that they hadn't planned for. But anyway, they went out in the boats and kind of rowed around the harbor, and lots of people came and took pictures. But the biggest request was from a kappa temple. I can't get an absolute answer on whether or not it was the Kappa Dera from Kappabashi, but it was a good-sized temple, and it was devoted to the kappa. It was up north from us, and we were all invited to go and take part in some kind of kappa ceremony where the kids would dress up and do some kind of something or other. I can't even remember. But this one, unfortunately, it was far away, and we couldn't attend. It was really hard to get 10 moms and 10 children to all be free on the same day, and I forget which day it was, but I think we had something going on. So anyway, that one we didn't do, unfortunately. But it was cool to be asked. Okay, now seemingly unrelated, back in 2005, this mysterious man named Tatsuo Kitano built a kappa museum near a river in Yaizu. It was actually quite close to my house. At the time, Mr. Kitano had collected over 7,000 images, sculptures, masks, t-shirts, books, toys, or what have you, of kappa. And he put them all on display here in this fancy little green building that, of course, looked somewhat like a kappa. In 2009, he even got the Guinness World Record for his kappa collection, which I'm guessing was probably uncontested, but still, he has the sign up that says he got a Guinness World Record. One thing he does that I really like is he gets these little knee-high sculptures made of kappa doing various things, reading a book, holding a comb, something like that. And then he donates them to different shops on this nearby road to decorate the storefronts. So the book-reading kappa goes in front of the bookstore, the comb-holding kappa goes in front of the barber shop. Last I talked to him, he said he wanted to make a kappa street, where all the stores had friendly kappa decorating them. His idea was to rival Kappabashi, the one I talked about in the podcast. When he had some extra money, he'd have another one made and sent to one of the shops. Okay, now I told you that to tell you this, which is kind of freaky. I first visited the Kappa Museum probably in 2015 or something. My son was either in high school or university. It was cool, it was cute, it was small, but loaded with all kinds of kappa, as you can imagine. I enjoyed looking at them, taking some photos, but then as I was leaving, Kitano-san began talking about the locals in the area who also loved kappa. He had a whole bunch of photo albums laid out on this table, and he invited me to look inside. So I just randomly took one of the books and I opened it to a random page, right? There, on the page I opened to, were a dozen, probably more, photos of my son, Julian, and all his little friends dressed in their kappa garb dancing. I was there too, much younger, in the background taking photos. I mean, I could have picked any of the albums and turned to any page, but that's the one I picked and that's the page I got. So kind of gave me the willies, but anyway, it was cool to look through and kind of be nostalgic about the photos. So I thanked him and I left. So yeah, that's just some of my kappa stories, my kappa experiences that I wanted to share, but not on the podcast, so I did it here. I hope you are all safe and healthy, and please, please, please stay that way. Things are crazy in the world, and yeah, let's just get through this, right? Thank you so much for listening. I'm really making use of this free time I have, and I'm working on the next podcast, which I'll get out probably by the end of the month. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.